This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time by Kingdom Ministries in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created to simply and clearly teach the message of God's coming kingdom. I want you to become a student of God's Word and to learn the Scriptures and see what the Bible talks about regarding the second coming of Jesus and the kingdom of God. It's important that you know what you believe and to be a student of God's Word, to be able to study it, to read it for yourself, to be able to know what it says, and to be able to give an answer to those who ask you what it is that you really believe. It's been my observance that a lot of people may attend church, but they don't know what it is they believe, or they may say they know what they believe, but to be able to express it and to give book and chapter and verse substantiation for it, to be able to back up what they believe by Scripture. We need to know the Word of God. And the Word of God's not all that difficult to understand. It takes some work. It takes some study. But, you know, anything worth, job worth doing is worth doing well. And we need to study the Word of God on a daily basis. We're talking about the kingdom of God itself. And we looked at 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 to 16 last week. And if you have a Bible, turn to that passage again, 2 Samuel chapter 12, chapter 7 and verse 12. And get a piece of paper and write down some other passages that we might be looking at so you can go back and re-examine these passages. So it's not a matter of you simply listening to me and taking my word for it. I want you to go back and see these words for yourself to verify these passages. They are dealing with the kingdom of God. And King David wanted to build a house for God, a permanent residence for God. And Nathan the prophet was going to gave his blessing to him. But God revealed something different. David wanted to build the house, but we find and write this one down also in 1 Kings chapter 8, starting with verse 17, it says, "It was in the heart of my father David to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel." Solomon is speaking on this particular occasion. It is the dedication of the temple that Solomon built. And he says here that David wanted to build a house, but the Lord said to my father David, "Because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you will not build the house, but your son, who will be born to you, shall build the house for my name." And Solomon built a beautiful temple to the Lord God. But David was given a promise beyond this immediate temple that his son Solomon would build for a future house that was going to be built. And 2 Samuel chapter 7 is prophetic of Jesus in building a house or household in the name of God, that all people who would be in this house, in this family, would be God's children. Now, I want you to keep that in mind, and we're going to look at a couple other passages. I want you to see the importance of Jesus' kingdom ministry and his kingdom message during his earthly ministry. Jesus was the one that was foretold here, a descendant of David, here in 2 Samuel chapter 7. He is foretold as the one who would come forth as a descendant, who would build a house for his name. And verse 13 of chapter 7 says, "He will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Now, the thing that needs to be noticed is that even though Solomon built the temple, that temple did not last forever. I mean, there are individuals that are striving now to build another temple on the Temple Mount, and it's part of the struggle between the Jews and the Muslims. They're in the city of Jerusalem, and there are people that are wanting to build that. But here we see that the temple that Solomon built no longer exists. It was torn down. It was destroyed. It was destroyed later by Nebuchadnezzar in 586 BC. Another temple was built by Zerubbabel, King Zerubbabel, later. And that was the one that was in existence at the time of Jesus. And Jesus made a very prophetic statement in Matthew 24 when he said that of that temple, there would not be one stone left upon another, but it would be destroyed. And that was destroyed in 70 AD by Titus. But the promise that was made to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7 is that there was going to be a descendant that would come forth from David who would build a house and he would establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And forever means forever. So it cannot be Solomon's temple. It cannot be Zerubbabel's temple. It has to be a future temple. It has to be a future house is what the word here in 2 Samuel is. And the word for house in Greek is oikia. It's O-I-K-I-A, which means a residence or an abiding place, also a household or a family. So now, what fits with Jesus? What fits with what Jesus did when he died on the cross? Jesus prepared a place in God's family, in God's household, in the household of God. And there's, you know, the scriptures talk about the Christians being, you and me, being of the household of faith. We are saved by grace through not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2. So when Jesus began his earthly ministry, and after John was taken into custody, we see in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 1 that Jesus picked up the message that John the Baptist had been preaching. Verse 14 of chapter 1, it says, now after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus came preaching the gospel of God. He came preaching the kingdom of God, saying the kingdom of God was at hand. And there were two things that he said they needed to do. They needed to repent and they needed to believe in the gospel, God's gospel, the gospel of God. And it was the message about the kingdom of God. That is what the gospel is. The gospel is the message about the kingdom of God. That's why I believe in my heart so firmly that it is so vitally important we know about the kingdom of God. It was on the lips of Jesus. It was on his heart. It's what he talked about. He talked about the kingdom and that it was at hand. He was the king of that kingdom. When he was on trial, he said that his kingdom was not of this world, otherwise his servants would fight. His kingdom was for an age to come. So it's after this period of time in which we are living, in a future age, in a more perfect age, when Jesus himself returns to this earth to set up a kingdom, will rule and reign with him. It's a literal kingdom of which Jesus is a literal king and will rule over that literal kingdom. But what I want you to notice here that the message that Jesus preached about the kingdom of God was the same message that John the Baptist preached about repenting to enter into a kingdom. And it was important that people repent. They need to change their lives. They need to believe the gospel. And the gospel that Jesus preached was the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to note a passage in Matthew chapter 16, and we'll be picking this up more next week, talking about what the additional gospel was, but in Matthew chapter 16. Make note of that and tune in next week as we pick up from here. But what I want you to see here, that in Jesus' ministry, in the words that he spoke, and the demonstrations of the miracles that he performed, they were demonstrations of what the future kingdom would be like. He healed those who were blind. He healed the deaf. He raised some people back to life. Not everybody. These were samples of what the perfect age would be, when there would be no blindness, when there would be no deafness, when there would be no death. People would be, there would be a literal resurrection. He healed demons out of individuals. He helped those who were crippled. He made the lame to walk. Jesus demonstrated what the kingdom would be like through his miracles. It was a taste of what the kingdom of God will be like. And it was something to whet the appetite of his hearers in his day to want more. The woman at the well in John chapter 4, he said, Jesus said, I'll give you living water that you'll never thirst again. He said, give me this water. You know, this is the kind of water I want. Jesus, through his miracles, showed what the kingdom would be like, and the people desired that kind of life where there would be no sickness, there would be no death. And so Jesus was demonstrating what the future kingdom would be like through his miracles and through his teaching. We're going to pick it up here next week. I want you to continue to study the Word of God. Be a student of God's Word. May God bless.